while we sleep. The Meaning and Function of Dreams and Dreaming. Written by Sam Dickinson. Read for you by Ashton Haugen. Introduction. Objectives. Dreams and the process of dreaming have fascinated mankind since the ancient civilizations to modern times. Although its systematic and scientific study is only a recent development. As early as in 350 BC, Aristotle stated that we must inquire what the dream is and from what causes sleepers sometimes to dream and sometimes do not, or whether the truth is that sleepers always dream but do not remember. And if this occurs, what is its explanation? Since then, 23 centuries have passed, and a plethora of theories have been proposed as to the nature of dreaming. Within the realm of psychology and psychiatry, interest in the topic was first sparked by Sigmund Freud, who proposed that dreams act as the guardians of sleep. By providing a protective role that allows the expression of repressed unconscious wishes without disturbing sleep itself. Consequent theories pertaining to the function of dreaming reflect a wide range of diverging perspectives, including psychodynamic theories, evolutionary models, and neurocognitive models. The lack of consensus between theories in the field of dream research may be partly attributed to dreams being innately difficult to study due to their subjective nature. As of yet, dream content cannot be directly observed, and it is difficult to manipulate dreams experimentally, making it nearly impossible to predict the contents of specific dreams. As a result, contemporary dream research has made a shift from investigating the dream content of specific dreams to investigating the neural activity of the collective properties of all dreams, thus moving from content to form. Despite this shift, promising work has been done attempting to link dream phenomenology to neurophysiology. Although there is still little consensus between dream researchers, and few attempts have been made to integrate diverging perspectives. The aim of this theoretical essay is to examine the major psychological theories related to dreaming research in an attempt to provide an integrated framework under which the function of dreams and dreaming can be understood. Firstly, a definition of dreams, dreaming, and function will be presented, along with a brief explanation of the physiology of sleep, along with a brief explanation of the physiology of sleep and dreaming. This will be followed by the theoretical background, which provides an outline of major theories concerning dream function, ranging from the psychodynamic to the neurocognitive. These theories will consequently be discussed in light of relevant empirical research, followed by a suggested framework under which several of these theories can be integrated. Finally, possible avenues of future research will be discussed, along with concluding remarks. Definitions. Dreams and dreaming. The lack of consensus in the field of dream research is also reflected in the lack of a widely accepted definition of dreams and dreaming. According to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, dreams are a succession of images, ideas, emotions, and sensations occurring involuntarily in the mind during certain stages of sleep. In psychology and neuroscience, Hobson offers a simpler definition of dreams and dreaming as mental activity occurring during sleep. Some definitions of dreaming also include a component relating to consciousness. For example, researchers define dreaming as a subjective phenomenon of consciousness produced by the brain with absent or only minimal contributions from external sensory stimulation. Other definitions within research on dreaming often focus on the proposed function of dreams and thus vary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?